Radio.
You're listening to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast that explores the bold projects, exciting opportunities, and the growing reach of blockchain and cryptocurrency. Whether you've got skin in the game or you're just crypto curious, keep an open mind, enjoy the conversation, and stay CryptoCurrent. Now here's your host, Richard Carthon.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of CryptoCurrent. Your host here, Richard Carthon. And today I got a special guest for you all the way from the UK, but right now is in New York. We have on with Coin Intelligence. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Of course. Well, if you don't mind, can you first, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself? Can you give us some background?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So I started my business career at a very young age, about 21 years ago, and I built a few different companies in different industries. About 10 years ago, I started investing in startups as an angel investor, and I also decided to focus on digital marketing. And that's what I've been doing up until 2.5 years ago, when I was introduced to blockchain and cryptocurrency. And after a very short phone call with a good friend of mine, it took only about 25 minutes to get me so in love with the concept of blockchain and cryptocurrency. And obviously, on that call, I still didn't understand it completely.
Right.
It took me a couple of months to really understand the blockchain and cryptocurrency. It's not too easy to understand at the beginning. But on that phone call, I already knew that I'm going to dedicate my life to blockchain and cryptocurrency. And that's what I've been doing since then. So,
and that's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. So I want to unpack that just a little bit more. What was it about that conversation, or what was said, that made you want to dive deeper and learn more?
So, since me and that specific friend of mine, which he also comes from the high tech and startups industry, it took him only about 5 minutes to explain to me why blockchain and cryptocurrency is going to be the future, and not only for the financial industry, but for other industries. And I completely got it after hearing his 5 minutes explanation. Obviously, afterwards, I started asking so many questions. But the thing that made me so excited about it, and I have to say that up until that point in time, I did hear about Bitcoin here and there, but I never explored it. And I never really did anything to learn it or to understand it. When I started asking him the questions, I realized that there's no doubt that cryptocurrency can be the gateway, the way for a complete economic freedom. And it's something that I understood so quickly. And I'm not only talking about the unbanked in the world, which is so important for them, and it's something that is going to completely change the way that they live.
Right.
It's also the Western, very developed countries. It's everything about investments, everything about raising funds. That phone call also happened when the ICO craze was going on.
Yes.
And I immediately understood and fell in love with the ICO mechanism. Obviously, we've seen that it failed so far, but I still think it will come back. And I fell in love with that mechanism because it really allowed everyone with no, it doesn't matter who you are, where you are from, what's your experience or background, gender, color, race, or territory, anything can affect the fact that people can invest completely freely. And I fell in love with that. So
understandably. So
yeah. And I can talk about that for hours, because it's not only that, it's also, I'm also a lawyer. And when I heard about smart contracts, it took me only a few minutes to understand that that's the future. I mean, people are still finding it difficult to understand until now, especially when you talk to Bitcoiners, for example. They don't see the power, the powerful options with smart contracts, especially because it's Ethereum.
Right.
And Ethereum is the main platform for smart contracts. They don't see the powerful options with it. If you ask me, smart contracts are going to be used almost in everything in our life. It's very straightforward and very simple to me to understand it. Most people just don't see it happening.
Right. So real quick, let me dive into that. So I know what smart contracts are, but for listeners who might be tuning in for the first time, if you want to give a very basic overview of what a smart contract is, can you dive into that?
Absolutely. I'll gladly do that. But if you don't mind, just let me finish what I told about myself.
Yes.
Because I didn't get to the blockchain and crypto part. So I'll just wrap it up. I'll finish off by saying that 2.5 years ago, when I was introduced to blockchain and crypto, I decided to start CoinTelligence. CoinTelligence is a research and education platform. We built a few tools that help our visitors, our users, to understand the blockchain and crypto industry better. And it's starting with the different guides that we published. It goes on to the rating system that we developed for ICOs, STOs, coins, and exchanges, which means that you can find information about the different types of projects and the different types of crypto exchanges and so on. And the last thing that we did was to launch CoinTelligence Academy, which is an education platform for everyone that are interested in learning and educating themselves about either blockchain or cryptocurrency. And it starts from the scratch, learning the basics, and it goes up to very advanced classes and so on. So that's just to finish off the explanation. Now back to your question about smart contracts. So a smart contract is basically a code. You can call it a program, you can call it a software, you can call it, there's different types of names for it, but the basics and the bottom line is that you implement a code that says or determines that if something happens, then the smart contract, the code, will execute something else. That's the basics. Now, you can tell me, that exists for many years already, so what's the big deal here? So there is a big deal because of the blockchain. And because of the situation and the mix between the blockchain and the smart contract, and the fact that smart contracts that are based or connected to blockchains cannot be intervened. They cannot be changed. And that's the huge deal here, because you don't need to trust the other parties. You don't need to trust anyone beside the code. And you don't need to trust human beings. And that's why it becomes so powerful. And that's why I'm so in love with that concept.
Absolutely.
So that's the basics. And obviously, in order to really explain and understand smart contracts, we would need a couple of hours for that, at least.
Right, to completely unpack it. But thank you for that basic understanding of it. And also thank you for the introduction to CoinIntelligence and all the amazing things that you're doing. So diving back into CoinIntelligence, I know you've been working on it for the last 2 years and that you've been helping educate people new into the market. But what are some different ways that you found people who have used CoinIntelligence, how they're actively now using that newfound knowledge and applying it into their everyday lives?
That's a great question. So first of all, with the different guides and the different videos that we published, the videos for the Academy that we published this year, people are actually able to learn blockchain and cryptocurrency without any previous knowledge. And it allows them to do all the first, to take the first steps that they need to take in order to get involved in the industry, which means that we explain people the history and how blockchain and specific cryptocurrencies were born. Mm-hmm. But we mm-hmm. also explain to them very practical things that they can do themselves. For example, how to start your first crypto wallet. How do you choose a crypto wallet? How do you choose a cryptocurrency exchange? What's the different types of cryptocurrency exchanges? Because there's not just one, and there's not just one fit that is relevant for everyone. It changes a lot between where you are based, located, what's important for you when you're using a crypto exchange. There's specific pros and cons when you check the different exchanges. And obviously, there's things that are very, very important to everyone. For example, security. Everyone cares about security and don't want to lose their funds. So if we allow our website visitors and our students to check, for example, our exchanges rating list, they can see, first and foremost, they can see the exchanges that we called out as the bad exchanges, as the scammy exchanges. So they can be warned about different types of exchanges that they should never trust them and never transfer any funds to these exchanges. On the other way around, they can see the exchanges that got a high score, so they can know that they can trust these exchanges. I have to say something very important. We never solicit projects, and we never advise people to use one specific exchange over others. It's very important for me to make sure that your listeners understand that, because that's right. Something that happens too much in our industry. We don't take sides for specific tokens, for specific coins, or we don't recommend a specific exchange to use. Each one has its pros and cons, and we prefer to let our students make their own decisions.
Right. I think that's the best way to go about that. So I think that's great.
Thank you. Thank you. And just to finish up the explanation, beside all of that, we also explain our visitors and our students on things that they should be aware of. For example, if there are students that are looking to trade cryptocurrencies, we will teach them how is cryptocurrency trading done. But we will also explain to them about the dangers, about the risks, what they should be aware of. And if I was talking about the specific projects, for example, so beside alerting for scammers and scammy projects, we also explain the advantages of using specific platforms, or the advantages of using the new crypto assets compared to traditional assets. So they will know everything that they should be aware of before they make any trading or any investment decisions. And as I mentioned before, we never recommend on specific investments.
Which is great. And I think that is really amazing that you're just presenting all of the information, giving someone the knowledge that they need to then make their own decisions without trying to influence them based on your own potential biases, which I think is the right approach to education, and why just being able to present unbiased information is just so incredibly powerful. And so, and with that, and thank you for explaining all that information. You've been in the space for 2 years now, and I know that you're constantly looking at a ton of different projects that are going on. What are some current projects that have your attention and that you're constantly monitoring?
Thank you for asking that. So me personally, I can tell you that I am really into Bitcoin, Ethereum. Obviously, these are the two biggest cryptocurrencies at the moment. I think that Bitcoin even though we've seen so many ups and downs, I think that overall, it's pretty clear right now that Bitcoin is a great asset. And if you look at the long term, it's probably just going to continue going higher and higher, similar to real estate. It's always funny to me that people are reviewing Bitcoin and saying that, it's gone, or that cryptocurrency is gone every time that we have a crash. But they fail to look at the big picture. Beside Bitcoin, I love Ethereum for the following reasons. First of all, I think that they have probably the biggest, if not one of the biggest, communities out there. And I think that one of the most beneficial parts of cryptocurrencies are the communities behind them. And right. We are seeing things that never happened before, and it really excites me. It's not just to create companies for profit. It's to create companies for profit while serving the community, while letting the community be a significant part of these new companies. And I love it. I'm calling them companies, but it can be companies, entities, foundations, whatever you want to call them. I'm talking in general.
Right.
Beside Bitcoin and Ethereum, which are very, very well known, and everyone involved in cryptocurrency probably knows them, I'll give you a couple of other examples that I'm really excited about. So first of all, I think that everything that has to do with lending, I think that cryptocurrency lending projects, and I can obviously give you a few of them. You have the centralized systems like Celsius or Nexo and so on, and you have the decentralized projects like Maker. I'm a huge fan of Maker, and I'm saying again, this is not financial advice.
Yes, none of this is financial advice. We make that very clear, and we'll say it again right now. None of this exactly. is financial advice. These are our own opinions. Thank you.
Exactly. Do not invest if you can afford to lose all the investment and so on. But getting back to Maker, I love that project. First of all, because I think it's the beginning of DeFi. And I think it's the beginning of open finance and everything that cryptocurrency is all about. Cutting the middlemen, not to be in the hands of the centralized, powerful Fortune 500 companies or legacy banks and so on and so on. So Maker is a really, really great example. And I think that beside the fact that they are building something amazing concept-wise, they have a great team. They already proved themselves. They already proved themselves in the last update that they did and others before that. So I'm really, really excited about Maker. Beside Maker, I can tell you that I'm also excited about projects like Polkadot and Cosmos. I think that what these guys are doing is so important for our progress, for the progress of the industry and the communities. I love them. And beside that, I'll mention one more example that I'm not personally a big fan of myself, but I know that there are many people out there that are really excited about it, and it's the privacy coins. So you have examples of Monero and Green and Beam, and people are really, really excited about privacy coins, but I specifically, personally have an issue with them because I think that they will be the main vehicle for terrorism and for money laundering. And I think that we got to a pretty good stage in the world with regards to tracking and alerting financial movements with regards to these two problems. And now with privacy coins, I think that it's reshuffling everything. And I think that most Western governments will have a serious issue with them. On one hand, I see the excitement. On the other hand, I see that it's going to be a serious problem.
Right. And thank you for sharing all of those various projects that you're talked on and diving deeper into them. But just to talk on your last point, yes, I do think with privacy coins, it's always going to be an uphill battle just because there's so much, there's good and bad that could come with it, but the bad is really bad. So just figuring out how to make it work, especially as you said, in the Western Hemisphere, where there's a lot more insight in priority on understanding the illegal activity that could happen with cryptocurrency. It's going to be interesting to see how that shapes out. But on that thought, you know, what are some things coming up in the next 6 months to a year that you that are coming up in the crypto and blockchain space that you think should be on people's horizon or they should be looking out for?
So to answer that in a general way, I'd say that everyone is talking about institutionals. As soon as we see the institutionals going into the crypto game, and we already seen them taste a bit, but I'm talking about really dive into it and start looking at crypto as one of their main investment opportunities. I think that's going to be a huge deal. I think that following up on that, the exchanges that are going to offer cryptocurrencies and also securities, crypto securities, as they call them, STOs, security token offerings, or just security tokens in general, I think that that's something very, very interesting to look into. Actually, after I've been offered many times in the last 2.5 years since I got into this industry to join different projects as an advisor, I actually decided to join a specific exchange that is launching soon, and that exchange is doing everything that I just mentioned now, and that's something that I'm really looking forward to. And I think that the most beneficial part about security tokens is that it really takes the benefits of crypto, and it takes the benefits of the traditional old school world, and combine it together to just improve it, and also enable and allow so many people that were not able to be a part of that game before. Now, having said that, I do have to say that we still have an issue with the fact that with many security offerings, you can only approach accredited investors. But I've been talking about it for more than 2 years now, and I already I read a couple of days ago that the SEC is actually considering to change the definition of accredited investors. And I am sure that cryptocurrency led to that decision to actually consider it. And that's another proof that cryptocurrency is making such a huge difference. And I'm really excited about that.
Absolutely. And if that were to happen in the qualifications of what is an accredited investor, that just opens up the door and the floodgates for just so much potential money entering the market. And we just see such a change in the space. So that is definitely something to be looking out for. So thank you for all of that insight. But man, you've dropped so much just incredible knowledge on us today. I just would like to ask one final question for you, and that is, what is a final thought that you want to leave with all of our listeners today?
Okay, so I'm going to divide it into three parts. The first one is that do not trust anyone, including your own family and friends. And I'll explain what I mean. Do not invest in any project unless you understand what you're investing in. Do not trust your family and friends, because many times we've seen that they decided to invest even though they had no clue. They actually convinced their family and friends to join the investment with them. And in many cases, they were investing in a scam. So that's why I'm saying don't trust anyone. And I'm not saying that the family and friends will try to cheat you. I'm just saying that they are many times not knowledgeable enough themselves. That's the problem. And the problem that leads to this problem is the fact that everyone is shilling projects all over the place. Everywhere you go, any chat room, any website that you see, they will shill different types of projects. And in many cases, they don't shill these projects. They don't promote these projects because they really think they're good. They just do it because they profit from it. So be very, very careful and always do your own due diligence. And that's what we mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, is that you have to learn and educate yourself, and you have to do your own due diligence, and don't trust anyone, including me or my team. By the way, don't even trust us. That's what I'm always saying. The second thing I wanted to emphasize and say is that the future is blockchain and cryptocurrency, period. It's going to affect most industries out there. If anyone has any doubts, maybe last year I would agree to to debate it, but now it's so useless because it's so obvious that that's the future. And we've seen so many 500 Fortune companies and legacy banks already go into blockchain and crypto. So even if they fought it in the last few years, it's clear, crystal clear right now that even they think that it's the future. And the last part of my answer is that do not think for 1 second that if you are not a developer or you're not tech savvy, it means that you cannot go into blockchain and crypto. That's rubbish. It's not true. At least half of my team members never did one line of code in their life, and they are considered to be crypto experts. Beside everything that I just said, I'm obviously inviting everyone to join Cointelligence Academy. Right now, the 101 class is completely for free, and we don't ask for any payment for it. We do have other premium classes that we ask for payments, but the 101 class is completely for free. So you can just go on cointelligence.com. You can see the academy on the main menu and join us. And we'd love to have everyone to join this amazing revolution.
Amazing. Well, thank you for that three-part final thought. You're one of the first, or you're my first guest to actually go in that depth and have that many different points, and all of them were extremely valid and good. So thank you for sharing that. Also for sharing more information on where they can find information on Cointelligence. But what are some different ways that if people wanted to connect with you personally, that they would be able to do that?
So it's very easy. You can just find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. If you search for my full name, On Yavin, I'm the first option to appear. So it's really easy to find me. And I'm also very active on social media on a daily basis. So I'm most of the time I'm there.
Perfect. Well, again, On Yavin, thank you so much for joining us. And for everyone listening, stay cryptocurrent.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Cryptocurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Stay up to date with the latest news in cryptocurrency. You'll receive daily emails Monday through Friday that are personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. Are you an accredited investor looking to invest in cryptocurrency? Crescent City Capital can help. Go to crescentcitycapital.com for more information. If you're finding value in our content, please take 5 minutes to leave a 5-star review and a great comment. Also, please make sure to share this podcast with others. Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the quality of this podcast. I can only thank my amazing producer, Andrew DeRitter with DeRitter Productions, who has put this together. If you have any podcast, visual, or video needs, please go to DeRitterProductions.com. That's DERITTER Productions.com.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Cryptocurrent with Richard Carthon. We'll be back with more exciting developments from the world of blockchain and cryptocurrency next week. But until then, Stay cryptocurrent.
Please use available exits now.